Supreme Power, Franklin Roosevelt versus the Supreme Court, by Jeff Schessel, narrated by Mel Foster. Copyright 2009 by Jeff Schessel. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jeff Schessel and the Segalen Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. The cocktails were typically strong, and tonight they felt like fortification. The president himself had mixed the drinks, a custom he fulfilled with a practiced carelessness. But on this night, February 2, 1937, neither his tranquil air nor his potent drinks did much to dispel the unease among his aides, who gathered in his small private study upstairs at the White House. Franklin Roosevelt raised a glass to the Supreme Court, the court as it was, and the court as he hoped it would be soon. The time for action, Roosevelt told the group, had come. Their confrontation with the court could no longer be postponed. Unpleasant as it is, I think we have to face it. These advisers, for 36 more hours, were the only men in America who could know precisely what this meant, which accounted for their sense of foreboding. A journalist once called Roosevelt apparently the least worried man in the country. Tonight, he was the least worried man in the room. He mimicked the morose expressions of his aides, who were not at all looking forward to the evening ahead, an annual dinner to honor the Supreme Court justices. Yet the president was clearly relishing the fact that